This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Chirps and Whistles. Living in cities, especially on the Mississippi River and the Gulf Coast, and even along the bayous and rivers of the region, we're acclimated to certain patterns of nature. We watch the water rise in the bayou when there are storms in the Gulf. We know how to respond to hurricane watches and warnings, when to stay and when to run. We recognize the Mississippi kites, herons, egrets, and red-winged blackbirds all around the bayou and keep our eyes open for alligators and nutria. In the city, the jays and cardinals push the smaller birds away from the feeder, contending with cats and squirrels for whatever is on offer. It's been a while since we were in a tornado warning, but in the Ozarks, the warning blurted out of my phone at exactly 3 a.m. My bleary eyes couldn't miss the thunder and lightning making fireworks displays all over the mountainside. The wind whistling wasn't a metaphor, but a blaring referee called that this was serious. I was for pulling the covers up and turning on my side away from the window, but mi compañera, always attuned to weather terrorism from diverse media, was up like a shot. Finally, gripping reality, I found her and my dog in the basement, huddled in the narrow guest bed there. Were we safe? Maybe so. Who knows? For some reason, I had believed that tornadoes were less likely in mountainous and hilly terrain and more common in the plains. An early morning web search agreed that conditions are ideal in the flatlands of the Midwest, but that tornadoes find elevations amenable and are more dangerous as they try to seek higher ground and less so on the way down. The warnings ended after several extensions by 4 a.m. At dawn, we awoke to find a little sign of rain and an almost cloudless, sunny, bright day. The morning brought something else interesting in our wild kingdom. We are huge fans of birds, but it would be a mistake to call us birders, as I know intimately from the love and labor of one of my oldest friends. We always have a cacophony of birds, from whippoorwills to eagles to hummingbirds, but this was a chirping birdsong concert without parallel. Luckily, there's an app for that, the wonderful and amazing Merlin, produced by Cornell University. And when Mia Moore pulled it up on her phone, within minutes, names common and unknown to us came rushing into the app and scrolling down the screen. The avian parade included indigo bunting, red-eyed vireo, chimney swift, American goldfinch, Carolina wren, olive-sided flicker, northern cardinal, blue-gray gnatcatcher, tufted titmouse, American crow, house finch, American goldfinch, northern perula, pine siskin, black and white warbler, chipping sparrow, night-breasted nuthatch, American robin, blue grosbeck, common yellowthroat, eastern wood peewee, and summer tanager. Wow, we'd seen some and heard others before, but nothing on this magnitude. Had the passing whistling of the storm brought them all out to celebrate another day? Was this just a special summer spectacular? Cicadas had broken out recently in this part of the Ozarks, and we could hear and see them flying about here and there. Had this flying squadron come together as part of a feeding frenzy? We don't know. But we are being reminded anew about respect for nature's warnings and power, as well as its bounty and beauty. How wonderful is that? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.